Well, Pakistan says it will raise the issue of U.S. drone strikes inside its territories at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva if the attacks continue. The announcement by Pakistan's foreign ministry comes after a recent UN resolution demanded that states using drone strikes comply with their obligations under international law and the UN Charter. Pakistani politicians and human rights groups say such airstrikes have killed many civilians and have breached the country's sovereignty. The latest attack on Wednesday left at least four people dead. Washington defends its controversial drone program as an effective and lawful tool in targeting militants. To discuss that further, we're now joined with Professor Francis Boyle, who is a professor of law at the University of Illinois, and he's now joining us on the line. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I wanted to ask, you know, Pakistan says it is going to put forward this case at the UN Human Rights Council, but there are reports that the Pakistani government itself is also complicit. How will that work then?
Well, there are reports, but I don't know if any of that is correct. There are insinuations by the United States government. The evidence that is there is that it was the Pakistani military or the ISI that might be complicit, but not the Pakistani government itself. And indeed, we now have a new Pakistani government, so I think that wipes the slate clean. I would encourage Pakistan also to consider filing a case against the United States at the International Criminal Court, since some of these drone strikes originate out of Afghanistan, which is subject to the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. And Pakistan also might want to consider suing the United States at the International Court of Justice for violating the 1948 Genocide Convention. Obviously, these three approaches would, well, the two I mentioned, the ICC and the ICJ, would require more research on the part of the Pakistani government, but I think a good case could be made. Certainly, what we're seeing in Pakistan are war crimes, crimes against humanity, and outright murder against the Pakistanis. I think the same applies to Yemen and Somalia as well. And apparently they use drone strikes in Libya, too. So it's very difficult to conceive of any circumstances where these drone strikes have been used in a manner that does not violate the laws of war and international law.
Right, but Professor, you know, the United States has been flouting international law for so long. Is it even possible for it to go backwards now?
Well, it did retreat on Syria. Obama was about to launch an illegal war of aggression against Syria. And the whole world stood up and said no, and he backed down. So I think that was a good sign. Likewise, it appears he has backed down now on Iran. He was threatening and illegal war of aggression against Iran for non-existent nuclear weapons, and he backed down on that too and entered into this temporary agreement with President Rouhani, which I certainly hope does work out. Although, you know, look what happened to Libya when Colonel Gaddafi got rid of these nuclear parts that he was storing in a warehouse, and then the United States government under that was under Bush Jr., and then Obama stabbed him in the back. So Iran is going to have to be very careful in how it negotiates a final agreement with the United States government to make sure at the end of the day Iran is not double-crossed. But we have two examples already, Syria and Iran, where the United States government has recently backed down. I think it can be done. It has been done.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But, of course, we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Professor Francis Boyle.